About 700,000 Wisconsinites' food share benefits will be delayed in November due to the federal government shutdown. Food share is Wisconsin's name for the federally funded Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Approximately 42 million Americans rely on the program to help pay for groceries. Earlier this month, the U.S. Department of Agriculture said the program had enough funds through the end of October. It directed states to hold off on issuing November benefits until further notice. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell spoke with the CEO of Hunger Task Force, Matt King, to learn more.
So what we do know is that food share benefits in the month of November will be delayed. There has been no federal communication to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services indicating that EBT cards would be deactivated or that benefits will be lost. Historically, during shutdowns like this, when there is a delay in the issuance of payments, then when the government reopens, DHS will notify members and those payments that they missed will then be made up. I think it's important for people to know that other programs like WIC, BadgerCare, and Medicaid are still funded and still available, and that as of now, there is no anticipated delay in those programs.
700,000 Wisconsinites had been notified of the delay coming in November to their food share benefits. I wonder if you can give some more context to those numbers as far as, like, has that number increased over time of folks who have relied on food share?
That number of over 700,000 people participating in food share in Wisconsin has been fairly steady over the last few years. What has increased alongside the cost of living has been the demand that's been put onto the food pantry or emergency food system, which is really designed as a safety net to help people during an emergency, but then actively transition people to a more sustainable and ongoing resource like the food share program. Over the past year, food pantries across the state of Wisconsin have seen, on average, more than a 30% increase in visits, with a lot of families and older adults just looking for a little bit of help to get through the month. The increase in rent, the increase in the price of groceries has had a particular effect on that demand. And so that increase in demand will be exacerbated then by this delay in food share benefits being issued. Hunger Task Force is in a strong position with food resources to help people in need. And so it's important for people to know that there is help if they're in need, and they can reach out and we can connect them with a food resource near them.
What is the impact of this being the reality for Wisconsinites who rely on food share?
Right now, we're already in a situation where a lot of families and older adults in communities across our state are faced with tough choices. Keeping a roof over their family's head, paying the utility bills, or skipping a meal. Or for a lot of older adults, affording their medications. And that's where food assistance organizations step in to help where needed. But that's always been coupled with the support of the SNAP, or in Wisconsin, food share program. And so taking away that resource is really going to harm families ultimately.